What are we supposed to do, ad-lib?
No, I think we're supposed to make it up as we go along.
You're listening to FCOT Radio. Go, go.
Everyone, it's the media wives. Well, today it's the media wife because Esley's not joining me today. But today we're talking about one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Drive. So yeah, I'm just gonna have a quick chat about that movie and just stuff I like and why you should watch it. Yeah, let's get right into Desire Under Your Spell.
What planet is this guy from?
FCOT Radio.
Me too. Have gout. This.
What planet is this guy from?
F-Cod Radio.
Hi again, everyone. It's just gone 1:50, and we're talking about Drive. If you haven't already seen Drive, I'm going to give you some background information on it. It's a 2011 movie based on the James Salis novel Drive, about a Hollywood stunt driver that moonlights as a getaway driver. It's already a really cool plot, but despite what you might think about when you first hear the plot, it mainly focuses about him as a character and the people around him rather than him committing crimes and stuff like that. I've actually read the novel because I love the film so much, and personally I found the novel to be quite compared to the movie, it wasn't that great. I don't know, it's a short read, it's a fun read. If you really like the movie, I would suggest reading it, definitely, because it puts the movie into perspective, and it also just made me appreciate the movie even more, because the movie is just amazing in comparison. Like, they took that novel, and to make that movie from based on that story is just, yeah, it's great. You can tell the director actually put a lot of effort in. Director is a Dutch director. His name is, and I'm sorry if I'm going to butcher this, but it's Nicholas Winding Refn. I don't know, I might have butchered that, it's a Dutch name, I don't know. The film earned $81 million, and the production budget was $15 million, so massive revenue margin there. And when I was doing the research for this, I just went on the Wikipedia page, and I actually found a lot of really interesting things that the director himself talked about in relation to the movie. And yeah, it was really interesting. Just kind of had a little nerd moment, nerded out. He said, so in terms of characterization in his movies, this is a direct quote from him, characters that, because of the circumstances, have to transform themselves, and in the end, it's inevitable that what they end up becoming is what they were meant to be. I find that really interesting, that that's something that he really likes to do with characterization in his movies. And yes, I guess it's kind of a sad, tragic thing, but also it's really interesting that he likes this whole like transformation arc for his characters. And to do with Drive, he said, the driver was meant to become a superhero, and he's denied all these things, relationships, companionship. And why would he be denied that? It was because he was meant for something greater. I don't know, that's really interesting to me, especially with the ending, if you have watched the movie. The ending is kind of open-ended. It's kind of sad as well. It is a very sad ending in some ways. He kind of just leaves everything behind, really. It's a better ending than the book. I'll give you that. I don't even remember the ending of the book. It wasn't that memorable. I didn't really like the book that much. That being said, I still do recommend reading it. It's interesting when you like the movie a lot. But yeah, I find it interesting that he said that the driver's destined for something greater, even though when you actually watch the movie, a lot of people kind of feel like it's a really sad ending. It's like, kind of feels like, oh, didn't he like deserve all these good things to happen? But he kind of just leaves everyone. It's kind of sad. But yeah, I don't know. I really like the director's approach, especially when he talks about his thinking behind like characterizing his characters, and that he kind of takes away good things from his characters because he thinks they serve some kind of higher purpose. I don't know, what would the driver's higher purpose be? I'm not even sure. He did impact a lot of people in the movie, and just, I don't know, I guess it's the ending as well is kind of one of those things, because he causes so much destruction around him, it's almost like he had to go because he caused so much destruction around him, and he wasn't a good presence in people's lives or whatever. But yeah, very interesting little quotes from the director himself. We're gonna go back into music. Cherry by The Chromatics. Is that what it's gonna play? Or maybe not. You know what? I think it's gonna play A Real Hero by College.
planet is this guy from?
Epcot Radio.
Hi again, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Media Wives. It's just about to go 2:05, and we're talking about Drive again. Let's talk about some of the things I enjoyed most about the movie. The soundtrack. is beautiful. As we've played some of the songs from the movie today already. Yeah, it's just beautiful. It's ethereal. It's amazing. My brother has it on vinyl. Very jealous. I mean, the only reason I watched this movie in the first place because of my brother, but yeah, beautiful soundtrack. Definitely recommend listening to that. One of the things I love about this movie is the lighting in it. It is beautiful. It's just, oh, I love the lighting, okay, in this movie. The contrast, there's like these beautiful like bluey greens and these like yellows that the director uses, and it creates this like really nice contrast. It feels like really nostalgic as well in a way, and yeah, I just really love that style of lighting in general, and that's why this is one of my favorite movies, because I want to make movies like that. Like the lighting is beautiful. And also another media related thing is there's scenes where everything is silent apart from like background sound, like music or something like that, and it's just music or whatever the background sound, and the characters tell the story just through their facial expressions, and you literally just focus in on what they look like and how they're feeling in that moment. Especially if you've watched a movie, the scene where the driver is in the elevator with his neighbor, that scene is like, they don't say anything, they barely say anything. There's a moment where they don't say anything, but so much happens in that scene just emotionally, like, and you can tell, like, you can read their faces, and again, it's good acting, but also just the directing of that scene is just beautiful. It's amazing. I also personally really like the mystery of the ending. It's really good. Again, compared to the book, the ending in the movie is good. The way the movie's written and done is amazing. In the book, the driver doesn't even have a whole romance arc, so I was really surprised when I read the book, because there was no romance arc happening there. It was kind of weird. There are some interesting things, like I remember in the book the driver interacts with his mother, one of his parents, I'm not sure exactly, but who's in like a care home and something like that. There's like this whole section with that, and it's really interesting to see that whole side of it, that he doesn't have a big relationship with his parents, so he goes to see his mother or whatever and finds out she's not there anymore, she's dead. And you don't get that in the movie, you get more of the romance side, but the romance done tastefully, which there is no romance in the book as much. I don't know, I just kind of prefer what they focused on in the movies actually works really well with the story. And yeah, and also when I was researching this, I also had another geek out, because again, love the lighting in this movie. And then I'm reading about what the director's been saying about the movie, and but this isn't specifically about Drive, but just all his movies in general. Something that has influenced his style is that he's colorblind, and he said, "I can't see mid colors. That's why all my films are very contrasted. If it were anything else, I couldn't see it." And I just found that so interesting, because I love the lighting. It's just amazing to me, and it's just interesting that I guess you could say the only reason why it might look like that is because the director, Nicholas, is colorblind, and that's how he sees color. And that's kind of beautiful in a way, to think that the way he sees the world is just, it just looks better. The way he directed his movies, the lighting is amazing. So someone that might not be colorblind might have not had that lighting, you know, that good of lighting in their movie. And it's, yeah, I just found it really interesting. Yeah, and then also another scene that I loved in the movie, I'm not gonna spoil the scene, just because, you know, if someone hasn't watched the movie, you should watch it. I don't want to spoil it for you, but there is a scene where someone kills someone. Let's just say that someone kills someone, and they kill them by slitting their wrists, okay? And the reason why, you might be like, why are you talking about that? It sounds really gory. It is gory, right? But the reason why I love this scene and it stuck out to me so much is just the sociopathy of, like, the person who was doing the killing was just, like, comforting them whilst that person is dying, kind of. They weren't holding them or anything, but they were verbally comforting them, and it was so cold. It's way scarier than when someone just like shoots someone in a movie or something. It was so cold, and it's just stuck out to me. Like, every time I think about this movie, that's what I was like, I need to talk about a scene, because it really stuck out to me, and it was terrifying. Like, that's genuinely one of those scenes where it's like actually scary. And yeah, also the death was really slow. I mean, there's a lot of slow deaths in movies, but just the way this one was done was just, it was made it 10 times more creepy and scary. And right after the death happens, the person who did the killing, I'm like trying to avoid spoiling this, they polished the knife they use, and they put it in this like collection box, and we see him like wash the knife and then put it in a collection box. What the hell? It's so creepy. I don't even want to begin explaining, like, how, why is it so creepy? Just the fact that he keeps the knife and just like cleans it off, no remorse, and just puts it back in the collection. It also, like, when they show the shot of like him putting it back in the box, it makes you think, like, that knife, like, how many people has that knife been in? Like, that's terrifying. But it's clean, it's like shiny, smooth, clean, but it's, I mean, it's not clean as in the sense that it's killed so many people. And yeah, again, the way this movie deals with like violence, it's just done in a way that actually makes it scary and shows how serious it is, I guess. Yeah, it's not one of those movies that's just like stupid, pointless action and violence. It actually has meaning to the storyline, and it's actually really interesting. So yeah, I hope I've convinced you to watch the movie. We're gonna get back into some songs. We're gonna play French 79 featuring Sarah Rebecca, Diamond Veins.
Woo! F-Cult Radio.
Got it!
Jewel of life. want to hear. I'm gonna show you where it's dark, but have no fear.
There's something inside you. It's hard to explain. They're talking about you, boy, but you're still the same. There's something inside you. It's hard to explain. They're talking about you, boy, but you're still the same.
I'm giving you a night call, tell you how I feel. I want to drive you through the night, down the hills. I tell you something you don't want to hear. I'm gonna show you where it's dark, but have no fear.
There's something inside you. It's hard to explain. They're talking about you, boy, but you're still the same. There's something inside you. It's hard to explain. They're talking about you, boy, but you're still the same. There's something inside you. There's something inside you. It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain. They're talking about you, boy, but you're still the same.
Hi everyone, it's just gone 20 past 2. Thank you so much for listening this week. If you haven't watched Drive, definitely go watch it. If you've already watched it and you love the movie, go read the book. I know I said I hated it and I ranted about how much I hated it, but there are some enjoyable parts to it and it puts the movie into perspective and it's just really interesting. It's a little interesting, you know, little Easter egg, I guess, kind of. If you have any comments, suggestions, anything you want to say, email themediawives@gmail.com. Themediawives@gmail.com. That simple, very easy. I'm going to leave you with Resonance by Home, which is, I just love this track. But anyway, I hope you have a great Monday. Mondays suck, but I hope your Monday's great. See you next week.
Mama.
You're listening to FCOT Radio, your station, your sound.
I can't hear anything. This place has class.